A very good evening and welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM. I'm James, joined in the studio by Emma. Thank you so much for coming to join us again. I can't believe it's been another month. It's the May show for the Harrogate Family Law Show. So what are we going to be looking at today, Emma?
So far this year, we've already talked a little bit about the benefits of speaking to a family lawyer early on, so that listeners can understand their rights and obligations and also the options that are open to them. Today, we're going to start by discussing how listeners can prepare for an initial meeting with a family solicitor, and then we'll move on to explain how Harrogate Family Law can assist listeners who don't have much information about their spouse's financial circumstances and outline the steps that can be taken to ensure that assets are protected pending a financial settlement being agreed.
Brilliant. So I can imagine that the first meeting with a family lawyer to discuss a divorce can seem a little bit daunting. So what can listeners do to ensure that they use the time during the initial meeting most effectively?
Yeah, so it's really beneficial to try and keep an open mind as you discuss the details of your circumstances and begin to look at the options with your solicitor. So consider the different ways of resolving your differences and be guided by your solicitor as to the best approach. Fighting over every detail will ultimately only increase your stress and your costs, so it's really important to bear that in mind. And Harrogate Family Law really pride ourselves on helping clients to resolve matters in an amicable and constructive way. It's also really, really important to be open and honest with your solicitor right from the very start. You're absolutely safe in the knowledge that your meeting is completely confidential and that the legal advice you receive will help you to plan for your future. So withholding any kind of information is only likely to cost time and money in the long run, so it's best to just be transparent from the start.
Now, I know, considering separation is really an emotive topic, presumably solicitors don't want to hear about these types of concerns, do they?
That's actually a really common misconception, actually, James. So listeners shouldn't be tempted to bottle up their emotions and things like that. Your solicitor will be very used to discussing difficult emotional issues, so you should share with them what your biggest concerns are.
Okay.
Not only would you feel better doing
that. Releasing it.
Yeah, exactly. It'll also help your solicitor to really understand what your priorities are. And by getting to know those priorities at the start of the divorce process, your solicitor will be able to do a much better job in helping you to put those important things first when it comes to negotiations later. For example, it's useful for people to start thinking about what, in an ideal world, they would like to achieve. So, for example, whether it's their preference to remain in the family home and whether ultimately they could afford to do so.
Okay, so what kind of different reasons are you getting then?
Yeah, so many people approach Harrogate Family Law for different reasons. Some people are considering separation but have not yet reached the decision that their marriage is at an end and approach us just for information only. On the other hand, we also assist people who are struggling to come to terms with their separation. So where appropriate, we can suggest local professionals such as life coaches and counsellors who can support you with working on your relationship or for preparing for separation.
So I think it probably find it helpful if we're to make some notes during the meeting to help remember what was discussed. Is that something that can be done during the meeting?
Yeah, we encourage people to make notes if they think they'd find that helpful. If after your initial meeting you do decide to go on and instruct the solicitor, they can also provide you with a summary of the discussions and a list of action points. Sometimes you'll be asked to provide additional information and things like that, so it's important to do that promptly if you're asked to do that.
Brilliant. So after the break, we're going to be discussing what information you really need to be bringing to your first meeting with a solicitor on the Harrogate Family Law Show. Next.